What's up? This your boy, Brick City's Finest, J.D. Williams. Down here in Atlanta, we checking out 1200 Podcast. You already know what it is. I'm out.
She hit me up in the morning, told me how bad she wanted, hop up in my whip. Don't worry, baby, I'm coming. Baby, just listen, no, I ain't acting funny. Yeah. I know you miss me, been on the road touring, getting that money. Just like it ain't nothing. I'm out here just hustling, turn her into something.
Hallelujah. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream, so I'll go for it. She know the early bird get the worm, so she work for it. A good grind to change her life, see I'm a hustle for mine. Think I don't miss her when I'm touring, but it's all in her mind. But we ain't spending no time, just know you on my mind. I got your front, I got your back, girl, I'm your heart and your spine. I love the way she don't complain, don't want to poison my mind. And I'ma come and dick you down soon as I get off the grind. I love it when she nasty, she told me I can have it. She was down with me all the days and I ain't have it. The famous groupie bitches turn a woman to a savage. She know I'm getting money, she ain't never gotta ask me.
She hit me up in the morning, talking about how bad she wanted. Hop up in my whip, don't worry, baby, I'm coming. Baby, just listen, no, I ain't acting funny. I know you miss me, been on the road touring, getting that money. Just like it ain't nothing. I'm out here just hustling, turn up into something.
Hallelujah, man, what's the deal?
I'm all right, how about yourself?
I can't complain, bro. I wanted to see if we could start off by just tapping into your history. Let me know some of your influences and how did you get into the whole music thing.
You said what now?
I said if we could start by, like, tapping into your history, just coming from the Fifth Ward, and let me know some of your musical influences and how you knew, like, music was for you. How did you get into music?
Well, I think my biggest influence is myself. That's something I'm big on, let people know. I motivate myself. You know, I'm my own inspiration and motivation. But I think it was just, you know, heredity. It was just in my bloodline, I guess, you know. Me being younger, I guess I liked to rap because my daddy used to rap. But it was I just came out the womb just rapping, you know. So it started from that. Like, I wasn't even recording. I just liked to freestyle everywhere. Like, when I was younger, you know, the kids just... That's how I did. It was freestyle, you know, on the football field, whatever it was, I freestyle. So everybody know me for freestyling. And then it was just started to show that I followed my dad's footsteps. I was doing everything he did, you know.
Yeah.
But I always done music. I always been like a musical baby, you know what I'm saying? I like different types of genres. I just like music, you know. I always like music, so.
Yeah, okay. Back in, like, 2004, 2005, it was a big explosion for Houston on the music scene. But I feel like y'all really didn't get y'all a fair share. I feel like the culture kind of just picked and chose what they wanted to take from y'all. Is that something that y'all share as natives, or do y'all look at it a different way?
Well, I want to say this. I'm going to say this, and I don't care how people tell you. I'm going to be honest. We was misrepresented around that time. And that's why we dropped the ball. People like to say a lot about Atlanta this and the unity. Atlanta's not unified. You know what I mean? Atlanta has more problems than people in Houston. The only thing about it is they actually have big homies that'll grab them and like, nah, you need to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, people just think there's so much unity in Atlanta, but it's like it's more beefs in Atlanta than it is in Houston. You know what I'm saying? So I think Houston was Black Hollywood before Atlanta was, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
due to misrepresentation, you know, we dropped the ball on it. Atlanta, it's been Atlanta ever since.
I live here, bro. It ain't unified like everybody think it is. I live here.
Exactly. That's what you see. Now you see my point.
Yeah.
That's what I like. I try to get through people's heads. Like, I've been in and out of Atlanta for a long time. That's actually one of my biggest markets. You know, to date, that's one of my biggest markets. And Atlanta is not what people like. As far as the unity side, it's not that. It's not that. You know what I'm saying? It looks good, but it's not uniform. It's not that.
Right. Everybody expect Houston to come with this chopped and screwed flow. And, you know, I see a lot of the newer artists like yourself, y'all not really coming with that. Y'all more so sharing y'all individual stories.
You know, I've never sounded like a Houston artist before anyway. Like you won't, like, listening to my music, you can't tell I'm from Texas until you hear me talking. You be like, yeah, he's from Texas. You know,
right.
I even when I freestyle, no one ever knew that I was from Texas. And they said, like, where you from? You don't sound like you from Texas, like, not when you rap. But my thing is like, I'm just, you know, I'm diverse. I don't like being like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? I I'm different. I don't jam nobody's music but mine. Not hip-hop artists.
So you had a full scholarship for Oklahoma State?
Yes, football.
So you got to be really dope and good on that field for that to happen. Is that something that you just walked away from, or did something happen? Like, why didn't you stay with that opposed to going?
I didn't just walk away from it. I mean, eventually I would have had to. I didn't just – it was a situation that took place at school. You know what I mean? It was a situation that took place at school. And it was all a misunderstanding, but I think me being young at the time – you know, I went about it different. I went about it, you know, the opposite way of how I should have. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I think if I would have handled my situation better than how I handled it, you know, I might be in the NFL right now.
Right. You know, you live and you learn, man.
Yeah, that's another plan.
I also read that you are like an avid reader, like you love to read on the side. What's some of the books that you could put the listeners up on, you know, something that helped change your life and maybe stuck with you to this day?
Oh, man, great book. I'm going to tell you one of my favorite books. And this, like I say, some people might not be out interesting because I guess people like certain fiction books. I don't like fiction books, you know. I like non-fiction books. I like history books, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too.
One of my favorite books that I read when I was a kid was the autobiography of Malcolm X, written by Alex Haley.
Mm-hmm.
That's always one of my top favorite books, because that book changed my life, you know. Because I've seen, like, you got to understand, it's an autobiography and not a biography. So it's him telling the story, you know what I mean? It's so crazy. Like, I know so much about Malcolm X. Like, I read so much up on him, and I listened to a lot of his recordings that I feel like I know him personally, to the fact to where when the Malcolm X movie come on, I can tell you what errors didn't happen and what did happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I know every single little detail from when he was living in Lansing, Michigan, you know, to being called Detroit Red in New York. And he wasn't even from Detroit. He was from Lansing. You know, but Detroit is the main city in Michigan. You know what I mean? But stuff like that, like I say, I'm big on him. Like, I have Malcolm X tattoo on my neck.
Any other books?
Oh, man, it's quite a few. I'm going to tell you a few books. I like The Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z, which is not, it's not an older book or nothing like that, but still, it's books now. Let me see. I think it's a book by 50 Cent called Hustle Harder.
I just finished that.
Now you see, I can't curse, but it's a book that makes so much
curse.
Sense.
You can curse. You can speak your mind.
Nah, I'm saying it's a book that's called Unfuck Yourself.
Okay.
You know, and it's by Gary John Bishop. You know what I mean? But it's just, like I said, a lot of books I read, it's just, you know, like life lessons and, you know, how a lot of people financially became multimillionaires and billionaires and stuff like that. So I like reading those type of books, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I like reading those type of books because they help.
See, if you into those kind of books, if you get a chance, there's a book I read called New Ideas from Dead CEOs, if you get a chance to read that.
Nah, I can go get that right now. That's no problem. I can have it in my library in less than 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, you said idea by dead CEOs?
Yeah, new ideas from dead CEOs.
Okay, and then look, it's another book I think you should check out. It's called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yep. I heard of it, but I never read it. That's got to be a good one. A lot of people recommend that one.
You need to read that. I recommend that. And besides that, like, I don't like fiction books. I love entertainment. So, I love the urban books. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I love urban books, man, for real.
Like Donald Goins or something like that?
He's one of the ones for sure. You know, I actually just got through reading the book from him called, Low Road.
Nah, I never heard of that one.
No way, it's by him. And I'm familiar with him too. I know a lot about him. Because you got to think, I was in his same position. So I read a lot about him and what he went through.
What you mean by that, you was in the same position?
Incarceration.
Okay. All right, my next question is a personal one. Like, if you don't want to answer, you don't have to, but I'm very interested to know, how did the Hoovers get to Houston, and how did you get involved with that?
I mean, long story short, it was, a couple brothers, who from the set moved to Houston, in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And actually, what's crazy is he just died not too long ago, He just died, one of the originals. And he's actually one of the originals. His name was Hoover Sam.
Okay.
And that's the sanction. That's the sanction I came from. So, even on his, with him in his casket, his name still hold weight in California. But he was a solid individual, man. He was an older cat. I think he lived his life until he died on the run. I mean? He died old though. You know what I'm saying? But he was a good dude. So they brought it to the city. But like, I want to say this. You know what I'm saying? I had this in the pod because I seen like a rapper say something, or one of the blogs posted a rapper because he didn't want a gangbang anymore, which, okay, it's stupid. It's not the same as it used to be, whatever, but I am what I am. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Like, I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing because you had a change of heart. But he didn't want a gangbang no more because he felt like he was repping other people's blocks and people died for this stuff. Well, I mean, you should have known that before you start repping it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what you signed up for.
Yeah, my thing is, you know, see, the difference between me and him is like, bro, I'm naturally plugged in with the guys out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been in L.A., a little minute. You know what I'm saying? So they love me like I'm from there. They don't treat me no different, you know? So when I go there, I don't have to stay in a hotel when I go out there. Like, just any other city, I don't have to stay. My name good. I can go anywhere, Like, I can go to Chicago where it's nothing but disciples, where ain't no Crips and Bloods, And I can be good, Like, it is nothing. One thing I know about me, man, hey, I know you're going to move around. And I've never been a sitting one spot type of dude, And everybody know me. I'm a networker type of guy.
Right. Man, how did you come up with the name Hallelujah, man? That's, like, so original and so, like, dope and catchy. Like, when you, it's only one Hallelujah, you're not going to confuse that with nobody else. So, like, you might get a young or a little or a big, or somebody that you like, I might have heard the name, but I don't know the person. But if you know Hallelujah, how did you come up with that name?
Really easy. I thought about it for a while, but where the name change came from is because my original name, which is my maiden name, I felt like it just had too much dirt on it at the time. I had a lot going on. I was a very aggressive rapper, and I wasn't just like no rapper. I was in the streets, so I did a lot of things the street way because that was the only way I knew how.
Mm-hmm.
And what I learned was I had to understand that a lot of rappers are just rapping, and they're not in really into what they're rapping about. They're not really into what they rap about. You know what I'm saying? And I had to figure it out, you know. But it was like when certain rappers did certain things that upset me, you know, I would be vocal about it. I wouldn't hide how I felt about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I used to go at them in the hardest way. You know, I used to go at them in the hardest way. And so, you know, of course, I was always talented, but, you know, my name started to ring. I felt it was being spoke about the wrong things, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want y'all to talk about the music, but y'all talking about how much of a gangster I am. I don't like that. You know, I want y'all to be talking about me and my music. So I just want to come up with something, because, you know, hallelujah means praise. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah just means praise. So I just figured if I just put my name in front of a hallelujah, and that's where the slogan came from, hallelujah, all these hoes praise me, because I get praised in what I do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So, and I felt it would be different, and nobody had that name. I thought about that name for so long before I actually just made the name change. You know what I mean? I contemplated for so long.
Yeah, that's dope, man. Like I said, when you hear it, you automatically know who it is. There's nobody else they can confuse that with, man.
Nah, for real. I agree.
You got the hot single Wanted with Yella Beezy and DJ XO. You know, shout out to XO. I worked with him before. What was that process like making that song? And how did you know that was the single that you wanted to lead with?
I mean, it was really a no-brainer because of the type of music it was. And then, of course, you know, Yella Beezy and his stature, you know, it was a no-brainer. Like, why not lead with that one? Like, you know, you got to take what you're giving. I mean, we couldn't leave it on ice.
Right,
this is dope record. It's for women, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, why not lead some? Because, you know, men ain't gonna follow wherever the women go.
That's a fact.
And you know, whatever a man gonna cater to, whatever a woman like. So that's what that was. We had already gave them something like raw and uncut. You know, for, I guess you could say for the streets, which is really everyday life, but I guess you could say for the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So, we just hit them with the next one that was just for women. You know what I'm saying? But I actually already had the record before Yella Beezy was even a part of it. You know what I'm saying? So I already had the song before Yella was even a part of it. That didn't take nothing but it wasn't even really a phone call. I just sent him the record. And he was like, "Oh, you want me on this?" He was like, "Yeah, this is nice." He said, "I like this." He sent it back to me in like a week.
Mm.
He sent it back to me in like a week. I'm talking about this verse. It was fresh, and I loved it.
Yeah. You and EXO got good chemistry, too. Y'all been working since like 2014 together.
Well, really, 2013.
Okay. Yeah, I got a chance to meet him and, you know, go to one of his listening parties that he had out here for Young Legend 3. So the sound that you got on Wanted, is that more so the sound that you're going with on this new project, or is it just going to be, you know, wherever you are?
No, not really. It's you know, it's versatile. It's just a variety pack. You know, I'm never just one dimensional on the music side. That's one thing I'm not.
Okay. You got a title for the new tape?
For the new who?
The new project, you got a title for it?
It's called King. It drops November 6th.
All right, so we right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
That's what's up, man. I think it's a perfect time for some new music. You know, there's not much going on as far as the music industry. And, so, like, with that being said, with the pandemic and everything, what's some of your plans of promotion, you know, being that it's really hard to move around right now? How do you plan to get that project out to people?
That's where we always going to figure out a way. I have a great team, a great staff behind me, you know, that believe in me. And, you know, all of them individually are hustlers. you know, ambitious and have a hell of a work ethic. So it'll be no problem releasing the music, you know what I mean? Regardless of what's going on around us, we know how to make it work. You know what I'm saying? That's why I believe in my team. You know, I don't second guess them. I don't question them because I believe in them. Just as much as they believe in me. So I feel like it'll get done. I mean, one thing I know, you know, people's attention span is so short these days, but, you know, my story and what I've been through, I think that's right there. That's enough right there. And like I said, I've already established myself, especially in my city. So they know what they want to hear and they know what they want to listen to. So if you really down for me, I feel like you'll wait for me. And I feel like they've been waiting for me over a year now. So it's about time to give it to them.
Yeah, for sure. You got a strong following. You know what I'm saying? It looked like the city behind you. You know what I'm saying? I'm tapped into your whole movement. I watch your freestyles on your page and everything like that. And like you said, you know, they've been waiting for you. So November 6th, King is dropping. You got the hot new single, Wanted, right now with Yella Beezy and DJ XO, man. Are you going to drop anything else before the tape drops, or are you just going to leave with that?
I don't want to jump the gun, but I think I have another single that might come out right before the project drop. It's called Unthinkable featuring Trap Boy Freddy.
Featuring who?
Trap Boy Freddy.
Okay, yeah. Is there anything else you want to let the people know? Anything you want to speak on that we didn't touch on?
I mean, I just want them to know that Hallelujah back. You know, I'm healthy as an ox. I'm tough as an ox. And I'm not going nowhere. You know, so I want them to just, you know, grab a popcorn, grab them an icy, and just relax. Because I promise you, man, I'm going to be here for a long time. I ain't going nowhere no time soon.
That's what's up, man. I really appreciate you taking the time to chop it up with us and, you know, let the people know where your mind state is. And, you know, you sound ready. You know what I'm saying? You sound confident and focused. Let the people know where they can find you on social media, you know, Twitter, Instagram, all that.
You said what now?
I said let the people know where they can find you, how they can get in touch with you on social media.
Okay, well, my Instagram and my Twitter is the same thing, Hallelujah213. It's HARLDLUJAH 213 on Instagram and Twitter. And my Facebook is Hallelujah, Hallelujah. You spell it the same way. It's HARLDLUJAH. And my YouTube page is Hallelujah Music, music with a Z and a K.
Okay. All right, man. I really appreciate you for chopping it up with us, man. Much success. I look forward to King on November 6th. That's it, man. Thank you for your time.
No, I appreciate you, my guy. I appreciate y'all for having me, man.